Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
because we have an encore that keeps us all steadfast and sure. While the sea lords roar, we are passing.
Still speaking, I am saved, I am free. So hear me, you accuser, so you know my stand. The blood is still speaking. I am safe, I am free. So hear me, you accuser, so you know my stand. The blood is still speaking. I am safe, I am free. I'm a child of God. I'm made for signs and wonders. I will soar so high. I'll ride on wings like eagles. No, I won't drop down. No, I won't back down. It's my rightful place in the Lord. I am free indeed. I am free.
Hallelujah. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da. Consistent to lead me halfway. what you thought you always finished. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruboyu from I Am, That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We give you glory, hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Almighty God, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless, praise you. Almighty God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. What a great God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We honor you, Abba Father, the CEO of the universe, the creator, the one who breath we breathe. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You watch over us through the night. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. And Lord, we say thank you. We bless your name. Thank the Lord for giving us one more day, oh God, to praise you, to worship you, to get things right. And thank you, Lord, that every day is a blessing, oh God. And we do not take these days for granted, oh Lord. We are grateful to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we surrender this day to you. Let your perfect will be done on this day in the name of Jesus. We surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus. We surrender this service, this prayer service to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender this week. We are coming to the end of the month. We surrender this week to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, this week, we just want to praise you for all that you've done for us. January, February, oh, and March, we almost there to April. Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you for children in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We thank you for spouses in the name of Jesus. We thank you for nieces and nephews in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say thank you for our siblings. We say thank you. How great is our God. Thank you, Lord, for grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Thank you for sisters and brothers. Thank you for intercessors. Thank you for the mothers. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We are grateful. Oh, God, to you, Lord, we honor you, we bless you. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So, Lord, this morning, we thank you for your grace, for your grace, for your grace, your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Oh, God, your amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let thy grace, thy grace, thy grace. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you, oh, God. And so this morning, oh, God, we rent our hearts and not our garments. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Breathe your mercy upon me, O God. Breathe your mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Have mercy, O Lord. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we ask you, O God, for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Rain down your mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for your mercies on you every morning. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the cyberspace, over the networks. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus in our homes. Release the blood of Jesus to cleanse our homes, to cleanse our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, let the blood flush off everything that is not of God within our atmosphere, oh, God. Release the blood, oh God, in the cyberspace and network. This radio blood on the telephone lines. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, oh God. To cleanse and purify the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we soak ourselves, tissue, organs, systems in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood. We soak our cars and transportation in the blood of Jesus. Whether we have personal cars or public transportation, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every step we take in our homes, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh Lord, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, everything that we put in our mouths, we soak in the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the precious blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We put the armor on ourselves, on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. Everyone that is connected to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we put the armor on in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your armor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come fitly dressed, oh God. In the name of Jesus. As your kingdom citizens, as your kingdom warrior, oh God, your warrior, oh God, we put the attire on, oh God, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we gird our loins with the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No weapon measured against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we cast out every assignment of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against your purpose, your plans concerning our lives and destiny. We come in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, working against God's plans and purpose for our lives, in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose all of the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel, only the perfect will, the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in the name of Jesus in our lives, in our destinies, in the name of Jesus. Empower us, O God. Empower us to do all that you've called us to do. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to breathe in us. Breathe in us, O God. Breathe in us, O God. Breath of God, breathe in us. Breathe in us. Breathe in each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, breath of Almighty God, breathe in us, O God. Breathe in us. And Almighty God, turn this atmosphere from the natural to the supernatural, O God. We pray, O God, for divine connection to your holy throne room, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, lead us, Holy Ghost. Guide us, Holy Spirit. Protect us, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us, O God. We need you, O God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. God, we thank you, Lord. We eat the fruits from the tree of life, O God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, you are our life. You are our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Jesus, you are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. When enemy comes against us like a flood, the Spirit of Almighty God raise up a standard against the enemy. When God is for us, who can be against us? We say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, this morning we thank you for sending your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Uriya sande koye moso. And so, Lord, we say thank you in advance. We thank you for the word that is coming forth this morning. We thank you for breaking barriers and shackles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for setting us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Oh, let everything say it's free indeed in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to everyone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, the Lord woke me up. I've been up since 2 o'clock. Of course, sometimes I don't really sleep, just up meditating, praying. But this morning was one of those mornings that he didn't even let me go back. Sometimes I go back for 10 or 30 minutes. Hallelujah. But he kept me going as the Holy Ghost was King to me this morning, and I just want to share what he said to each and every one of us this morning. It is a profound message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring this word, oh God, it's not my word, it is your word, that it pierces our soul like a two-edged sword. Father God, open the hearts of your children to receive what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless us, empower us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. So I decrease and you increase. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord brought me, he said, praise. He brought me to the word praise as he woke me up this morning. It's your praise. The theme is your praise loud enough? Is my praise loud enough? Praise loud enough. So that's the how he woke me up, is your praise loud enough? What is praise? If you look in the Greek dictionary, it's to sing, to tell or to give or to confess. It means to be thankful for God's blessing and to declare that good news to God and to others. There are some examples of praise. We look at Psalm 9, verse 1 to 3. I'm going somewhere with this. Please bear with me. Psalm 9, verse 1 to 3 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. Psalm 9, 1 to 3. And another example is Psalm 18, verses 2 to 3. So 18 says, hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 18 and let's see what it says. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, saved from my enemies. Hallelujah. I give you Psalm 18, verse 2 to 3. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And then you can go. We got Psalm 28, verse 2. And then we have verse 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Didn't you have Psalm 73, verse 13? Tell us to praise God by passing from generation to generation, the knowledge of his goodness, grace, and mercy. So in other words, from generation, you're telling your children, you're telling your grandchildren, you're telling family members, you're telling others about the goodness, how good God's been to you. So you're giving, you're letting others know his goodness. You're praising him to others. You see, yeah, and when you praise God, it's a form of to others. So especially to those who do not know Christ as the Lord and have not received Christ, you are kind of is evangelizing God's goodness through your praise, hallelujah, declaring what he has done. In Hebrews 13:15, it tells us that we're using sacrifices towards God. We are to offer him sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. In other words, giving praise as a form of sacrifice. Giving praise as a form of sacrifice. 1 Peter 1:17 explains that our faith naturally leads to our praise of God. Hallelujah. in the Acts 16:25, see Paul and Silas praising God and witnesses to other prisoners. And what happened? What happened with them when they praised? Their shackles were broken. They were set free. Hallelujah. And the prisoners heard them. Praise is a weapon. Hallelujah. But the Lord said to ask them about their praise. Ask about our praise. Hallelujah. It's very important when God is asking you about your praise, because sometimes it's just lip service. It's just lip service. I remember when I was preaching in a ministry in Maryland, ministering in that ministry, and all of a sudden there was a lady. She was always sleeping, and everything when she wake up from sleeping, she was saying, "Praise the Lord." She didn't even hear the message, but she would say, "Praise the Lord." Hallelujah. And so sometimes it's a form of habit, it's a form of godliness. But the Bible tells us, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King up on your praise. Where does your praise come from? Within you. Your praise tells of the goodness and loving kindness of the Lord. Your praise is your testimony to others about the goodness and mercy of God. How he's been so good to you. How what he's done for you. Just to wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. And you say, "Lord, I praise you and I thank you for another day. I thank you for sound mind and body." You mean what you say. You just don't do lip service. Hallelujah. You praising him. Let me tell you, you read Psalms 148. The rocks praise him. You read what it is. The birds praise him. Every creature in this universe, the ocean praise him. Everything that he made, give him praise. The sun, the moon, and the stars praise him. Hallelujah. And we are made in his image, and we made in his likeness. Praise, our pure is our praise, our pure praise must come from our heart. In the name of Jesus, from a place that we really grateful, and we're not doing it because the pastor said praise to God. We're not doing it as a cliche, praise the Lord, praise. And then that praise is not acceptable unto the Lord. How pure is your praise? Do you praise him when you're going through circumstances? Hallelujah, regardless of how bad it looks, how bad it seems, are you praising him? Lord, I thank you. When you're going through changes, when I'm going through changes, and we often go through different changes, I begin to praise God and say, "Lord, I thank you in advance for victory, because and assured I have victory in Jesus Christ. He paid the price more than 2,000 years ago." Paul and Silas praise and pray, praise and pray, until there was an earthquake. Can our praises bring an earthquake? Even though they were beaten in shackles, they lifted up their voices in prayer and praise to God. But sometimes we blame God for things instead of us just praising him. You praise him because you trust him. You praise him because you know he will do it. You praise him because you love him. You praise God because God is a faithful God. You don't have to wait for the miracles to happen before you praise him. You don't have to wait for the promotion before you praise him. You praise him in good and the bad, in the middle. You praise him from your heart. Hallelujah. You don't go to church and you praise God and you dancing and singing, and the next minute after church, there's a parking lot, a problem going on, and you are just the same person that was dancing and clapping and praising him So you just fully praise him from a lip service while you were in the church. When you got out in the parking lot, you couldn't even get home. There was an altercation that involved you. Hallelujah. How pure is your praise? Your praise has to bring an earthquake. Your praise, how loud is it? How loud is your praise? Hallelujah. How loud is it? You know, Apostle, what do you mean by how loud is your praise? We know the walls of Jericho, if you read the story, hallelujah, with the walls of Jericho falling down when the blew the trumpet, hallelujah, and the praise God, hallelujah, went around the city for 6 days. 6 days and the seventh day. Hallelujah, is when the praise God, that praises was so high and pure and holy unto the Lord, they lifted up their voices and they praised God. And those walls, it only took a praise. Ah, the Lord, it only take a praise. It only take a praise for what you're going through. It only take a praise from the bottom of your heart. A praise not asking God to heal you. A praise thanking God because your praise, you have faith and you know he will do it. And so you say, I thank you for healing me. I thank you for delivering me. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Lord, I thank you in advance. I thank you for my new job. Lord, I thank you. And you begin to praise him because you have faith and you believe. You know, in position, you've already asked him. And so you begin to praise him. You begin to praise him. You begin to praise him. You know, God will tell you sometimes to do some unusual praises. But let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, when God tells you to do unusual praises, hallelujah, you just go ahead and do it. Hallelujah, it might be, oh my God, what type of thing God wants me to do. Hallelujah. We got to do what is pleasing to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Do not focus on what this person did to you. What this person, you keep your focus on Jesus. Do not focus on your sickness. Do not focus on what your children are doing. Do focus on Jesus. You focus on them. You cannot fix that problem. Only Jesus knows the hearts of your children or your grandchildren or your spouse. So the only person who will know how to do it is Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't need to get on the phone and tell all your friends about your child or grandchild, whatever. Know in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Hallelujah. So this week, as we go through this week, We're almost there, almost to April. Hallelujah, a few more days. But we need to praise him from the bottom of our hearts. Praise him in the good. Praise him if you got food to eat. Praise him if you don't have food to eat. Praise him if you're in pain. Praise him. Praise him when you do not see a way clear. Praise him in advance. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Holy Spirit purify your heart. May the Holy Spirit purify my heart. Let our praise be pleasing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Breaking barriers and shackles and setting us free. Hallelujah. Praise is a weapon. Praise will bring a breakthrough. Praise will destroy all the works of darkness. Praise will break generations of curses and release generations of blessings. Praise will put you before kings and queens and presidents. Praise the Lord. Be an example and praise him in the good. Praise him in the bad. Praise him. What you call good and bad, sometimes the things we call good and bad is what God is saving us from. Praise him in every situation, in every circumstance. Praise the Lord. Praise him. For those of you praying for nations, praise God for intervening in that nation. Lord, we praise you for Ukraine. Praise you. We bless you for the victory that you have given Ukraine. But folks, I don't see the victory. No, you don't have to see it. Begin to praise him for the victory. Victory. Praise him for intervening. Praise him for protecting that child's life. Praise him for protecting that mother and father and grandmother's life. Praise him. We might be sitting here, but there are people going through a lot. And begin to praise God for the breakthrough. Praise God for the praise on it. Praise him when you have the diagnosis in the hospital. As you begin to praise him and from your heart, watch it, watch it, watch it. Healing comes through. Praise him. Don't get tired of praising him. Do not let the sea praise him more than you. Do not let the insects praise him more than you. Do not let the birds praise him more than you. Do not let the lions praise him more than you. Do not let the fish in the sea that praise him more than you. You are created in his image and his likeness. And your praise will bring a big break. Hallelujah. Praise him. Do not have evil in your heart for another person and then you praise him, God, and you're about to do something evil. Praise him. Your position of praise must come from the place of holiness. Your position of praise must come from the place of holiness and righteousness. Praise him. Hallelujah. So this week, write down what you need to praise God for. Write your list. And begin to praise him even when you don't see it happening. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this word on praise. We receive it in our hearts. And we move forward this day, this week, in praises and thanksgiving to you. Let our praise be acceptable like a sweet-smelling fragrance, and we bless you. We thank you for the praise Sunday, the praise Monday, praise Tuesday, praise Wednesday, praise Thursday, praise Friday. And then we go to praise April 1st. To Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning, bring a testimony of praise. Let us give God that. What has God done for you? What is he doing for you? Well, hallelujah. Even begin to give him praises in advance. Everybody come here tomorrow morning with a praise testimony. You will be a blessing to someone who you don't even know that might be going through that. And when you start giving your praise testimony, it will help encourage that other person. God bless you. We love you, love you, love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day praising the Lord. Amen and amen.